Susan Murray caught up with a farmer to talk about the pesky possum and how he gets rid of them without poison using auto-kill traps.
Hi, my name is Ben Stubbs. I'm farming up in the King Country in Waitomore. We're farming a piece of land, about 1,600 acres, with a large area of native forest on it.
And the native forest, you are doing possum trapping in it?
Yeah, well, we are. Recently, we got some money through the Gordon Stevenson Fund and managed to get some auto traps, some AT220s. I think we managed to get about 25 of those. And since Christmas, they've killed about, we're over 800 now. So it looks really good for us.
Were you surprised at how many you caught in that time?
Well, not in a sense. I've done a lot of possuming in the past, and I know that there are big numbers of possums out there if you are able to, you know, get a trap that actually works for you and works systematically around a property.
And what's that meant? So 800 possums, that's quite a bit of fur.
Yeah, huge amount of fur. We've sold the first lot just recently and made $4,000, which equated to more than my wool check this summer. So you know, it stacks up pretty well as long as it can work in with your day, your day's work routine, which it does for us. I managed to set up a system where as I go around the farm, I'm picking up the possums on the way around, so I can work it in with moving cattle and moving sheep around.
And when you say $4,000 from the fur, more than you get for the wool, how many sheep are you shearing in the year?
This summer, I think we must have shorn close on a couple of thousand, I guess.
The wool from 2,000 sheep is not worth as much as the fur from 800 possums.
Correct, yep.
That is mind-blowing.
Yeah, it makes you look differently at a possum that's been run over on the road.
Yeah. You're stopping to pick them up.
Yeah, well, now if it was a $5 note on the road, I think you'd stop. Yeah, one of the things that I have got, I've got a plucking machine, so a petrol-powered plucker. That makes it possible to pluck them once they've been dead for a little bit. You know, a lot of the guys that trap with, like the conventional foot traps, they're able to pluck them immediately. You know, obviously with one of these kill traps, the fur actually sets, so it's got to be pulled out a little bit more vigorously, perhaps.
What, yeah, about all the carcasses?
Well, yeah, I chop the heads and feet off them and feed them to the dogs, so that's another big saving for us on the farm. We've got, I think, 5 dogs at the moment, and they're effectively being overfed. So that's always a good thing too.
If you have killed 800 possums just in that time, how likely do you think as a country we are going to be to reach this pest-free status by 2050?
Oh, I think with sensible management, and obviously that comes from looking after the land really well, you know, and having that as part of a routine on farms, I think we'd stand a reasonable chance, provided we get, you know, help. We need help in the way of encouragement, I guess, from communities, and perhaps having people, you know, that are able to come on, perhaps, and help with the last few animals is the thing. You know, I'm killing possums, but I would imagine that there's still, you know, maybe 10% left, something like this. But, you know, they'll still be able to breed.
You'll keep on with the traps, though, in that area?
Yeah, well, I'm pondering whether I work the whole rotation for a start, and then maybe set them around the farm in the key sort of hot spots, I guess, and then follow up with a program of poisoning as well, which would be another option for me. Poisoning, the thing with poisoning is that with a lot of farms, there's other issues with laying poisons on farms. So I'm sort of very happy with these auto traps because we don't have that issue at all. It's nice to have a, you know, report something that is a success story, I guess, with the old possums, because, it's a real challenge, that's for sure, for a lot of farms. Yeah, and I think the other thing that's really important to realise is the more land that is retired on farms, this is creating a haven, obviously, for the species that we want to preserve, but it's also creating a nesting site and a larder for all of the predators. So that's something that's going to become an issue in the future, I would say.